The Morning Rush podcast is brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Freedom Reserve. Please drink responsibly.
They're going to run and get that boot.
This game's still alive and the Hawks have a first down.
Who wants to talk football?
It's Ronnie Wingo, number 20. Touchdown, Arkansas.
They talked the bar.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast.
Hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. I know that we certainly enjoyed the time off and certainly enjoyed the Christmas holiday. Didn't get a white Christmas. In fact, got kind of a warmer Christmas. It was weird.
You could wear shorts yesterday on Christmas Day.
Which, you know, I'm all about warm weather. I'm all about shorts. I mean, you know but not during Christmas.
As you could guess, I was out around the smoker a little bit and getting some food prepared.
As is tradition, yeah.
And I was taking note. I didn't get out of the house nearly enough. But it would have been a great day to fish. It would have been a great day to golf. It would have been a great day to be in the woods. It would have been a great day to probably be doing anything but parked in front of the TV watching, you know, NBA or Christmas movies or playing with your kids' new toys, you know.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is because it's Christmas always falls.
Day.
Well, Christmas always falls on a different day of the year, obviously, or a different day of the week.
Right.
So. When
same
it's on
day
a,
of the year.
Right, same day of the year, but different day of the week.
Right.
And so when it fell on a Tuesday and you have Christmas Eve on a Monday, it kind of, I don't know, it throws it off a little bit.
And next year, I think I remember this right, it's on a Wednesday next year. So that messes things up even
more. That might be the worst day it could have it on.
Right.
Because then it's like, okay, so you're going to work that Monday, but then take Christmas Eve off and then Christmas Day and then come back for 2 days. So
do you work Monday and Tuesday, then take Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off.
That might be the better one.
That's the thing. When July 4th falls on a Wednesday,
that's the worst. That
you end up in the same dilemma.
Yeah.
So next year, this next year in 360 days or so, we'll be dealing with these serious issues.
Do you feel like Christmas should make, and I get the certain day of the year in December 25th and the importance. There is a meaning. I get it. But don't you kind of wish that Christmas was kind of like Thanksgiving, where it fell on the same day of the week every year? Yeah, there's a Thursday, a Christmas Eve on Thursday, Christmas Day on Friday, then you get the whole weekend.
Would you want your birthday moved around?
No.
It's Jesus' birthday.
Well, hey, if my birthday fell on a Friday or a Saturday every year,
you'd be okay with that?
I'd be fine with that. It'd be a party single time.
I don't think the reasons you would be okay with it would be the same thing that Jesus would say would be okay.
Yeah,
I'm just guessing on that, but maybe I'm wrong.
We may have a difference of opinion on that. Yes.
There
absolutely.
Might be some different reasoning behind why you would like your birthday to fall closer to the weekend every year.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. By the way, did you get anything gift wise that you were really looking forward to? Say something you were surprised by, maybe?
This is going to be... I got a pair of referee pants. That was a surprise from my in-laws.
Now that's the gift that keeps on giving.
But I got to send them back because they didn't...
Fit?
Well, no, they fit fine. They not the right... Well, they're not the right ones. So, anyway.
They have to be certain type of pants?
They knew it. Well, they don't have the white stripe down the side.
Oh.
They got me these all-weather pants that I've been... telling my wife I got to get some of these, you know, I've been dropping hints. And anyway, I got that and my mom got me some new workout clothes. I don't know if that's a hint or she's just trying to support a healthy lifestyle, so I'm not sure which is which there.
Maybe
you'll learn as you get older, though, and particularly when you have kids, and mine are soon to be 9 and 8, my youngest two. You'll learn that people just start buying the kids stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
the kids will get a little extra stuff for their gifts, and in order to make up for that in the budget, well, you get a little bit less,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. But
yeah, because that's what it's about.
Because, you know,
it's about the kids.
It's the way it becomes.
Yeah. And, you know, even just I was thinking about this the other day or yesterday when I received my gifts and whatnot, which I was very appreciative of. But it's just amazing how things have changed when just in a few years where you go from getting things that you want to more of the things you need.
Yes, I got one. You had one of these in here. One of these deals you set your phone on instead of plug
the charger.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got one of those, too.
OK.
So
did you bring it or are you using it for
home? At home.
Oh, OK. Yeah. I mean, it comes in handy. I mean, mm-hmm. So it's like you get the more practical things. For instance, I received a pair of house shoes, some Isotoners, some really nice house shoes. And I got a...
Is that something you will use?
Yeah.
You'll wear house shoes?
Yeah, because I got to take Rowdy out. I got to take my dog out, and it's just nice to kind of slip something on and go outside.
All right.
So it's like, yeah, that's practical. I also got a Swiffer. You know, one of those things that since we have wood floors there, you can Swiffer around. It's very practical. It's very nice.
Is someone telling you your house is dirty? Or?
Well, no, I've just needed one because I don't... It's not like I mop.
You got dog hair everywhere.
Yeah, and I got dog hair. So it's like it's kind of nice to have a little Swiffer that can take care of that problem. So it's just, and I look back and it's like, you know, if I told myself 15 years ago, hey, on your 30th Christmas, you're going to get a Swiffer and a pair of house shoes.
And you're going to think it's awesome.
And then I'd be like, that's the lamest Christmas I've ever heard of. But now it's like, yeah, that's good. That's practical. I need those things. So it's just amazing. And like you said, I have nephews in my family, and it's more about them, you know, the young kids and getting them gifts and whatnot because of how much they enjoy it. And, of course, they were coached up to make sure that they said thank you to everybody who got them a gift.
Learn some manners.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
So it's all about them, and that's fine. So and it was just nice. And, of course, the look on people's faces. For instance, all of us kids got my dad and my parents a brand-new TV, big old TV. They needed a new one. And it was a 55-inch LED 4K TV.
And let's be honest, that helps you too.
That's right.
Because when you visit mom and dad, now you've got a good TV to watch.
Well, because it was my dad always had the best of TVs. I mean, that way, even when I was a kid, we had this big old 52-inch, I mean, massive thing. And, well, their TV went out, and they had to kind of go downgrade a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't any good. So it's like, so we went ahead and got that, and the biggest surprise on their face and how appreciative. Like, that's the type of thing that just really warms your heart, you know, when you're able to surprise somebody that you care about and give them some great gifts. That's what it's really all about. So, but it's about the good surprises.
All right, we got to get to the bottom of this.
What's that?
Put this on the poll, Ty. And y'all, and listen, we just got to solve whether or not this is okay or not, because it is becoming...
Is not an Is It Ever Okay Thursday, though.
I know, but this might fall into What's Your Beef Wednesday, because this is somewhat becoming an epidemic. Are matching pajamas okay?
As in, clarify this. So just like your husband and wife having pajamas or what?
The whole family now. I mean, because it is becoming a pandemic on Facebook.
Which is kind of strange.
So put that
I
on.
Think
the,
so.
Just are matching pajamas okay? Yes or no? Don't give too many options.
Did your family get
no.
thing now?
Okay. No, we do not do matching pajamas. Listen. People I consider close friends, I see on Facebook wearing matching family pajamas. People that I, you know, have respect for their level of intelligence are wearing matching flannel family pajamas that have been customized with family crests and family names and nicknames.
Nope.
And I don't know what to make of this.
Nope.
I had a feeling you would probably see it the way I do. If I went to Lauren and said, hey, we need matching family pajamas for next year. Now, the kids would be all in, but the kids are always all in on anything they're going to get something new about. But I don't. I think I'd get that same,
yeah,
are you kidding me look.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
That death stare, like, huh?
Beck, don't you think our funds could be spent in more practical manners than getting matching pajamas? Because
why would you want to look like me?
Well, this is going to get
that's the part I can't understand.
Well, here's going to get personal, Tommy. How often are you and your family around each other wearing your pajamas? Like all at the same time in the same room?
Confession? No. I don't own any pajamas.
So why would you start?
I mean, do you have like... pajama. I mean, I've got sweatpants and t-shirts.
Mine's more sweatpants.
I got sweatpants and t-shirts galore.
Yeah.
But I don't have what I would call pajamas.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't either. And I know I understand people wear them and stuff, but it's like if I'm wearing those things, it's usually in the house. No one else is around because they're comfortable. Why do they have to match?
This seems like a one-use deal.
It's like you're lucky I even shower in the mornings. You think I'm going to want to wear matching pajamas? For what reason? Are we going to be taking pictures together with our matching pajamas? Are we going to feel like more of a family if we all walk in wearing the same pajamas?
Ty, should we get matching Morning Rush pajamas for next year?
I'd be okay with that.
I figured you would be.
Would be.
I'm vetoing that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
I'm anything for comfort.
Listen, we can get if we want to get matching polo shirts, matching hats, things
we
like that.
We have some of those things.
Yeah, we have some of those things.
We never coordinate to wear them and take a Twinkies photo.
Yeah, because, well, I don't know. There's other reasons for that.
We got to get to the bottom of whether
or not
we
got to draw the line in the sand here. We do not want to go down that route. There's a lot of people that do.
I look on Facebook and people I consider friends, people I consider of reasonable levels of intelligence.
Better unfriend them then.
Are sporting matching family pajamas.
Mm. Well, I guess we'll find out about this and see what the poll question says by the end of the show.
Arkansas's home for the best sports talk. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Adams with it at the 45. Adams skipping. Adams gets outside. Watch out. Hits the sideline. The Jet. Touchdown, Arkansas.
Just everything was great. And then it's all over. It just seems like it was gone within a blink of an eye. Everything changed. Now you're back to it.
It wouldn't matter. If it was today or if it was tomorrow that we had to drag our butts in here at 0500.
It wouldn't matter. It'd still feel the
same
feeling.
It would still suck whatever day it was.
It'd still be the same feeling.
Yeah.
But I feel like if there was like Christmas Eve on Thursday, Christmas Day on Friday, then you had Saturday and Sunday, at least would maybe be a little easier to transition because you feel like you're back into, you know, going on a Monday. So, yeah, either way, it would suck. But luckily, next week with New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, most people get the day off. Some people get New Year's Eve off. You'll at least have that to look forward to as well.
You know, having it on a Tuesday, we got, you know, a lot of folks had, unless you were in retail.
Yes, unfortunately.
You had Monday and Tuesday off.
Mm-hmm. So. But you know what was the worst thing? And this is going to be terrible of me, but last night, I'm hungry.
Okay.
And I don't have any food, really.
Oh, because you didn't have anything. You were back home.
I was back home.
Gotcha. You didn't take leftovers from the parents' house?
Didn't think about that.
You
know, it's one of those things.
Rookie mistake.
Don't think about it until it hits you. And then I'm sitting there and I'm like, I am starving.
And there's nothing open.
And so I even got in my truck and drove around to see if maybe, just maybe, I could get lucky enough to see someplace open. No such luck.
You should have called me.
Waffle House is open.
But
you should have called. We had food galore.
Well, I'm sorry.
I need a Ty to come over, and be the garbage disposal.
Well, he's right here. You can just ask him. Just tell him to come over and finish it off for you.
I had 14 Sister Schubert rolls yesterday.
Those are so good.
14 what?
Rolls.
Those Sister Schubert rolls?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
14 of them?
Yep.
I think you got your carb load in. Man, good grief. I bet you they weren't good, though. I see. Well, my dad made beef tenderloin. Which was
ahoy polloi.
Oh, man. It was incredible. Absolutely incredible. One of the best meats that he's made. And he's made some good ones, but had to go with the beef tenderloin there, too. So
I just have to pause a moment.
Stand up and salute.
Yeah, yes, sir.
It's one of those things. I add a little horseradish to it because I'm a huge horseradish fan.
Yeah.
Add a little of that. Man, it was about as good as you could ask. So
that might be a good New Year's Eve, you know, either a beef tenderloin or a prime rib roast or something would be a good way to ring in the new year.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you were going to plan on doing?
I don't have any idea.
Oh, okay. Well, because you're a guy who cooks meats and smokes and all that.
I smoked some chicken thighs yesterday because I was making...
Chicken thighs, really?
Best part of the chicken.
Really?
The best.
I disagree.
It is the best part of the chicken.
That is a lie.
That is not a lie. Put that on the poll.
Hey, listen, I'm all about the chicken breast. I'm all about the white meat.
It's great, you know... But the chicken thigh is the most flavorful part of the chicken. There's no question. Anyone that knows their way around poultry knows this.
So if you had your
druthers,
that looks pretty good. Yeah. I'll say. So if you had your druthers, though, of all the parts of the chicken, you'd always go with the thigh every single time.
Now, if we're talking fried chicken, like we're going to go to Popeye's and roll up and get a three-piece, no, a thigh might be one of those pieces, but it wouldn't be... Maybe that, but if I'm going to put something on the smoker, thighs.
What about wings?
Wings are a lot of... we love to go to Hooters or Buffalo Wild Wings and eat wings.
Yeah.
When they're prepared for you. Wings are too much trouble for...
That's not what he asked. He asked what the best part of the chicken is.
I done told you. It's the thighs.
He says it's the thighs. And I just... I think he drank too much wine yesterday.
No. And it's still... My golly, you're usually right on when it comes to food. You are so deranged in your comments.
I could cut up a chicken and lay out the parts, and you could not identify them anyway.
I bet you.
Other than the leg. You might get the legs right.
I could identify it by flavor, and I can tell you right now that the chicken thigh would not be the fourth.
So are you on my side when you say the chicken breast is the best, or what are you talking about here?
It's the breast or the wing.
So the wing. But see, the wings are just convenient because they're a little small, and there's just something about eating them and that just doing all that. But when it just comes to, and this is, we're going off of flavor now.
That's how I'm judging this. It's flavor.
I'm personally just more of a breast guy.
You like breasts?
Personally.
Yeah. Cut that out for the intro.
Yeah. Phrasing. Boom. But that, it just, I don't know. It's just because with the, it's easier to eat. I just like the, I don't know. It's just something, I've always liked the white meat. I'm not saying the thighs are bad because it's not like I don't like the thighs. And just,
if you
I
like a part of the chicken that is a good mixture of the kind of where the white breast meat and the dark meat of the rest of the bird crosses over, the thigh is the perfect part.
Okay, well, let me ask you, so when you smoke, is that smoke a thigh or whatever? Is that,
or if someone's just jumping in and heard like the last 20 seconds?
Yeah, this is kind of
what in the hell has happened to this show.
Probably need to keep resetting this. But when you do that, is it just smoking it, or is it when it comes to barbecuing it, grilling it, it's always going to be the thighs?
That's my preference.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm asking.
Probably not the, I probably cook more chicken breasts than I do thighs in the course of a year. But if you said, hey, you get one package to cook one day, one time, give me the thighs.
Okay. I'm not, everybody's got their own little thing. I'm just more, but what about the turkey? Do you go with?
Oh, that's turkey breast.
Yeah. Okay. So you prefer the turkey breast, but the chicken thigh. Okay.
Correct.
All right, we've established that. And maybe it's just because I haven't had a Tommy Kraft thigh of chicken.
That didn't sound awkward at all.
I am forcing this as much as I possibly can and going to get away with it.
That didn't sound weird.
Maybe it's just because I haven't had the right thigh, Tommy. I need your thigh to really appreciate.
That didn't sound weird.
Appreciate how good it could possibly be. You just maybe can change my mind on that. But that's just I don't know how we got to this point, but
it's like the difference between filet mignon and ribeye. They're both good,
but one is clearly better than the other.
I don't know about that. Ribeye or filet mignon, which one would you go?
Again, are we basing it strictly off flavor?
You get one steak, you're death road.
Is it off flavor, or is it just?
Yes, everything's about flavor.
Well, that's what I'm asking, because it could be, because if I wanted more, I'd go with the size of a ribeye. Because, filets are smaller. But if I'm going to flavor, it's about the filet. Filet mignon is always going to be the better flavor.
I think the flavor of a well-done ribeye is better.
Hold on. Not well-done cooked.
Well-prepared.
Okay, jeez, you're about to scare me to death. No. I'm like, what are you talking about right now? Well-done.
Well-prepared.
Well-prepared.
There is no such thing around me as a well-done steak.
That's called beef jerky, if you want to get down to it. But no, because the flavor to me of a filet is better.
I'll lose on this poll that we put up, but because the uneducated masses.
Well, and it's, of course, it has to be that.
Yeah, when you lose on the poll, they're uneducated, but when they agree with you, they're smart and they're highly educated.
All people eat anymore are chicken strips. No one eats chicken off the bone anymore. Which is the best way to eat chicken.
Well,
that's debatable.
And I was about to say that, just given how when people go to restaurants and whatnot, there's not a place that's like, oh, yeah, we have the best chicken thighs. Like, it's just not a common menu item as much as a chicken breast or having white meat.
But it should be.
You know why? Because it's hard to sell, because it's not the best part of the chicken.
Yeah, there is some logic behind that reasoning there, for once.
Trust an old fat
You're
guy
on an island. Tommy, I generally agree with you when it comes to arguments between you and John, but you're so off base in this argument.
We'll settle this around a grill and a cooler someday.
Well, I'd say, I think me and Ty will.
I think the only way to do it is to prepare
both,
and then you'll say, you're right.
Well, maybe one of these days you can smoke yourself a thigh and also smoke a chicken breast, and that way you'll have the same setup, everything, and then we'll just try it out. I mean, I'm basically going out on my limb and saying, hey, Tommy, if you want to prepare some food for us, eat it.
And I'd be glad to do that.
What a guy.
It'd be considered work at that point. How did we get off on this?
You know,
we were talking about food somehow. I don't know.
I just originally started.
10 minutes later, here we are.
Just originally started the segment about how everybody has a wonderful.
You've been talking about my thighs for 10 minutes. I'm rather uncomfortable.
Would you rather me talk about your breast? I mean, we can go all day with this one. But no, I was just throwing it out there because people usually go on Christmas and they have great food, and I was just setting it up saying, I hope everybody had great food. Yeah. And just like in classic Morning Rush way, when you bring up food, whoosh, We got carried away. Get into our debates.
I did make, the reason for the smoked thighs yesterday, best part of the chicken, by the way, is I used some of that to make my dumplings yesterday.
Your
chicken / turkey and dumplings. I took the turkey left over from Thanksgiving, boiled it, got the stock, froze it, saved it, got it out yesterday and made homemade from scratch. Turkey and dumplings.
So it's
a little
just
smoked chicken in it.
Okay, so it had chicken and
had
turkey.
Chicken
I
and
bet
turkey.
You that was good.
Yeah, it was.
Any leftovers?
Yes.
Do you want to bring them?
Yeah, well.
Okay, because I'd like to try it personally.
Yeah. I need to make a fresh pot for you guys sometime.
Did you homemade the dumplings, or did you put tortillas in it?
Yeah, you take the flour. No, tortillas.
Some people do
blasphemy.
That. Oh, I agree. I'm just saying people sometimes get lazy with and throw tortillas in there.
You got to get the flour in there, the milk, the shortening. Put it in the mixer. A few other things you throw in. Rolling pin.
You went old school with it. You went the right way. All right.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know. This is killing me, by the way, on that. And so don't worry. If you're just tuning in, no, the Food Network has not started a radio show.
The key is to have a very good stock, not a broth, a stock.
Yes.
When you're making that.
Yes. See,
you know the difference between stock and broth?
No, but you're going to tell me.
Stock is made with the bone. Broth is made with the meat.
What's better?
Stock.
Guess
always
the flavor
go with stock.
Comes from the bone. That's right. See, we're helping everybody
there
out
you
today.
Go.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Give is to Alex Collins straight up the middle. And Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas. 80 yards.
The Fence Man, 479-782-3936. The Fence Man. He ain't afraid of no work.
What is wrong with you?
Hey, I want to complain.
I'm complaining.
I want to complain about
complaining.
I want to complain.
It really pisses me off today.
To simply listen to people whine and complain.
I'm angry. I'm spitting angry. I'm like a tornado of anger swirling about. My heart rate is dangerously high right now.
I'm complaining because not enough people tickle, hug, or smile.
I'm so mad I could eat ball bearings and crap BBs.
It's time for What's Your Beef Wednesday.
All right, it is a What's Your Beef Wednesday. I got two of them. One of them's a pretty big deal, and another one's not so bad. Actually, they're both big deals because it bothers me enough to be able to talk about. So they're both very big deals. But I'll start off with this. Now, this didn't happen at my Christmas gathering. Didn't happen at mine. But just seeing pictures and talking with friends, this is what bothers me when you have... Actually, it wasn't at my Christmas gathering. It was at a Christmas party that I went to. I should clarify. Designated Christmas party. You know it's a Christmas party. Mm-hmm. It says Christmas.
Right.
It says wear your Christmas sweaters, your Christmas attire. It says bring your gifts, whether it's a dirty Santa or a white elephant or whatever it is.
Right.
It's all Christmas themed. So when you're at this gathering... And everyone's there wearing Christmas sweaters, which we know Ty has an assortment of them. And I had a few of them this year, too. Tommy, you kind of came in clutch. They were at least with the colors. You
had the right colors.
You had the right colors. That's fine. But
now it's time to hit the clearance rack and get ready for next year.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And so when I see that, that's great because it's like it's fun. It's Christmassy and all that stuff. But when I go to a party and everyone's wearing it and then there's one person that comes to a Christmas gathering or Christmas party that is not Christmas at all. Wearing, like, purple. That may be dressed nice.
That's LSU colors.
I know. Like,
that's enemy colors.
I'm seeing that, and I'm like, why? It's Christmas. This is where it really gets weird. I asked my buddy who was hosting the party. I was like, why? What is that guy? I mean, you're supposed to wear Christmas sweaters. Everyone's got Christmas attire. What's this guy? He's like, no, well, he doesn't believe in Christmas.
What?
And I'm like,
Is it a religious thing? A political thing?
Yeah, it's
what?
A religious thing, which, listen, everyone, there's a bunch of different religions all over the place, and I'm not saying, but it's like, okay, you are going to a designated Christmas party.
Right, why are you here?
And correct me if I'm wrong, taking the religious thing out of it, I'm pretty sure that wearing green or red does not say, oh, you must be a Christian. That's not what it's about. Like, no.
It says you're color coordinated.
Yeah, it just says that you're getting in the Christmas spirit. There's certain, like, that's like saying that if you're living in America and you're celebrating the 4th of July, if you don't wear red, white, and blue to a 4th of July party, or at least one of those colors, it's kind of like, okay, it's kind of strange. I mean, there's just kind of an unwritten rule about going to a particular party designated to such holiday where at least you could get festive with it.
Mm-hmm.
Be in the spirit of that holiday. And so when I saw that and I heard about it, I was like, that's just strange because you're the one that went to a Christmas party. So at least if you're making the effort to go to a Christmas party, you feel like you at least have a little bit of belief or at least a little bit of a feeling towards Christmas because it's a Christmas party. And you can't even dress up in a color. I'm not even talking about just, you know, coming around wearing crosses or anything. I'm talking about just wearing a color. And you can't even do that. That bothers me. That makes me feel like you're a bah humbug type of guy. Like, I don't even want, you're like, you must be great at parties to where if you go to a Christmas party and you refuse to wear red or green or even gold, maybe even white. You couldn't even do that. It's almost like you've purposely made a statement to say, I don't believe in Christmas, so I'm not even going to be caught dead wearing a color that you could assort with Christmas, so I'm going to wear purple.
All right. Purple's a bad color anyway.
Especially any on day Christmas. Of the year. Especially on Christmas. That was trash. So anyway, that's what I'm beefing with today.
All right. Mine kind of piggybacks on that. We put a poll out on this earlier because I don't know if this is a beef or just a I don't understand deal. And we've had a few hundred votes at this point. And it's about matching Christmas pajamas. I'm sure y'all spent a little bit of time on your phones, on your iPads, whatever, yesterday, and up and down,
man, so
your Facebook
pictures.
Timelines, families, not husbands and wives, not the kids. Oh, how cute! Whole families in matching pajamas. I don't know if this is a beef more than a quandary.
Don't be that family.
I don't know how to feel about this. These are people that I consider friends in some cases. People of high levels of intelligence. Thought-provoking people.
Maybe not anymore.
Does it lead you to question people that have matching family pajamas for Christmas? I just don't know how to feel. I'm looking for guidance this morning.
I'm with you on it as far as the questions that I have.
I have questions. I have more questions than answers when it comes to matching Christmas pajamas.
I'm against it. I'm 100% against it.
So far, with about 200 votes in, early on in the poll, 59% of the audience say, yeah, they're all right. Yes, on matching pajamas. Are they okay? That's the question. Are matching pajamas okay? Yes or no?
I'm against it. I can't get on board with that. I think that if you want to do it as a family, great. I'm not saying that your family's bad for doing it. It's just it's
what else are you going to use them for then? Are y'all all going to wake up on Saturday morning, January the 19th or whatever, wearing matching Christmas pajamas?
And then you're going to take a picture and show people?
You can't wear them next year because then your time hop's going to screw that up. So now you've bought $100-something worth of matching pajamas you can wear one time?
And nobody wants that.
I got a lot of questions about this matching pajama thing.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I'm not for it. And if you do it, that's fine. If you do it,
and then there's this whole other faction of matching pajama people out here that then wear them out in public. It's just not for the house. Now we're going to go down to the local diner and have Christmas breakfast in it or whatever.
There's only one time, or for one instance, that I would ever leave my house in my pajamas, and that's if I'm feeling sick or I'm lazy and I'm going through a drive-thru to get some food. But I am not going to walk
probably
out.
More apt to be lazy than sick.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to justify at least a little bit, but I know, listen, I'm with you. I don't like it. I don't.
Couldn't we get matching Christmas sweats? Like a good you know, Nike or Under Armour sweatsuit. That would be more practical.
Because you could wear it on more occasion. Right. It doesn't have to be Christmassy. Does it have to be Christmassy pajamas, or can it just be general pajamas?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I've got lots of questions.
Yeah. But it was all over the place.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So
you can vote on that poll.
Yeah.
And hit that line AR.
Yeah, be sure to check it out. Okay, here's my smaller one that I'm beefing with. My name is John. John is only spelled a certain amount of ways.
I only know of two.
It's either J-O-N
right.
or J-O-H-N. Mine is spelled J-O-H-N. Very common. Biblical, even. I have four books of the Bible named after me.
Biblical.
And that's what's, yeah.
Yeah, that's the first thing I think of.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah. One of the disciples.
So when I know that my name is a very basic name, very common name, probably one of the more common names you'll ever see.
You're very much a New Testament guy.
Exactly. In all the world. I am floored how there are still some people who will spell my name this way, Tommy. J-H-O-N.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. Because this is not, and this is not something new. Because when I was a kid in elementary school, no matter how, like, everybody would give Valentine's to everybody in class. They have little Valentine's Day cards and whatnot. And they'd write your name on it. It was mainly girls that did this. But girls would misspell my name and spell it J-H-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
But that was in, like, elementary school, middle school. Like, it didn't bother me that much because it was just like, okay, whatever. It was mainly just because a cute girl with her cute handwriting wrote my name. And that's really all I cared about. But as an adult, when I see people, because this came from an order that I had out using the Waiter app, actually. It was the other day, and I had it ordered, and they bring me the box, and they bring me all the food, and I open up the bag, and there's the box, and on top of it is written J-H-O-N, which even makes me madder, because, Tommy, I had to put my name in the order. My actual name. I spelled my name, and I even had to go back and check and see, did I spell it wrong? No. So, it doesn't matter. It's not going to change my day. It's not going to affect anybody listening right now. But it just is weird, and I beef with it when you don't know how to spell John. Who has ever spelled their name J-H-O-N? So it's like Johnny Peralta or whatever his name is. Who's like J-H-O-N-N-Y, I think is how it is. Don't spell it this way. When in doubt, go with J-O-H-N or even J-O-N. I would have even accepted J-O-N. But J-H-O-N? Absolutely not. Under no circumstances. I don't get it. So, that's my final beef. It's hard to beef with a lot of things the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
But
not much to be upset about. I mean, we aired it all out on Festivus, you know.
That's right. Did you celebrate Festivus, by the way?
We probably didn't do it properly. We didn't have the poll.
Yeah. I went to a Festivus party where there was a poll.
Was there a poll?
There was a poll.
Gotta have the poll.
And an airing of grievances.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great.
I got problems with you people.
Yeah, so if you didn't air it out then, you can air it out today here on the Morning Rush. If you missed Festivus, that's what we're doing today here on the Morning Rush on a What's Your Beef Wednesday.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.